Hi, this is Babe Winkleman. Hey, if you're like me, deer hunting is something that is very near and dear to your heart. But the greatest part of it is celebrating the feast, eating that beast once you get done with it. And if you want to learn how to get your meat right, then join Bob on the Grillin' Guys show, and they can tell you.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL-FM. It's a great day to be out in your backyard, fire up your grill. Great day for the smoker as well, because it's a little chilly out there. We got a caller on the line right now that's calling in from, where's he from, Brian?
We got Dave from Cutlerville on the line. Dave, what would you like to talk to the guys about this morning?
Hey, guys. One thing that we take up to deer camp is we make some jambalaya. We roast some mariachi peppers on the grill, and we take some venison smoked sausage from the prior year, and we put that in a little grill basket and brown that up, give it a good smoky flavor. But then we fry out some bacon grease with some onions, and then, you know, we got to add the rice and brown that just right. We add some chicken stock in there and mix it all together, and what we like about it is it really sticks to your ribs. It gives you that warm feeling when you leave to head back out to the blind.
Hey, do you take a Dutch oven to do that?
Yep, you better believe it. Large, 12-inch high. Yep. So we have plenty for the five of us.
The
so.
Big, yeah, 12-quart. Those are awesome for deer camp.
Yep. We make, you know, and we'll do like a loin roast inside there, just wrap it around and let it simmer in the ground, lower out in the blinds all day and come back and, once in a while. That's not a regular, but the jambalaya is something we do pretty regular.
Well, a little bit of Cajun up in deer camp. Our buddy T. Good down in Lafayette, Louisiana will be happy to hear that.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, man.
Yep. Bye.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That is a good one. You know, all those dishes.
Not traditional either.
No, and all those dishes that you can just leave on the warmer, because guys come back in from camp at different times.
Good point.
You know, and you get the guy that might have froze out or had a little too much drink, can't sit in a tree anymore or what have you. He comes back earlier. He wants to eat. You got the diehards like you, Bob, that'll sit out there till noon because, you know, one of the things that I did learn, I used to be a very avid hunter. I'm not so much anymore, but one of the best times to be in the woods is when the hunters are coming out because they get the deer moving around. And if you got the patience to sit there from that 10:30 or 11 till 1, you see a lot of deer during that time because there's a lot of activity in the woods with the hunters coming out and it gets the deer moving.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's why you got to have a couple Snickers in your pocket.
Yeah. Or another thing that I like is those Scotch eggs.
Oh.
You know, we were going to talk
about
those. That's
not where I thought you were
going
to go.
I told you that, though. This is where I'm going. We'll save that recipe for a little later in the show because right now, what I want to do is talk to Matt Smith about this Green Menace chili because there's a couple things going on here. We tasted it during the break, and it's got a little bit of bite, a little bit of heat there. But
a little afterburner heat, too. It stays with you. It's nice profile, a lot of really rich and pepper flavors. I mean, it's blended.
And Matt, we were talking about what are the peppers that are in this because maybe some of our listeners don't understand. There's a huge variety of peppers. There's a heat scale that goes with them, and are you on the low end of the heat, the high end, or are you mixing them up? What are you doing?
We try to keep it in the middle as much as possible because we cook for a lot of times large groups of people, and it's all a personal taste. We'll get people saying, yeah, it's not quite hot enough, or people say it's too hot, so we know we've got it right when we're doing it that way. Poblano peppers have a nice heat. They're the big dark green ones. They look like green peppers, only a darker green.
A little longer.
And Serrano peppers have a nice heat to them. Anaheims we use a ton of because they're mild.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do is we roast them right over charcoal, throw them in a bag, they soften up, pull the skins off, that's when we grind them up and then slow cook them just like you would any regular.
And make a paste.
Where would you find these peppers? I mean, when I go to the grocery store, you see green, orange, and yellow. Yeah. You walk around the corner, you might find a poblano and some jalapenos.
Right.
But where are you finding these what I would call specialty peppers?
The place that's the best in town that I've seen, and the prices are really good too, is actually Horrocks. Has a lot of good.
Oh, good call.
From Horrocks is phenomenal. And we use a lot of probably 4 or 5 pounds of tomatillos.
Okay.
Do they have the tomatillos?
They have the tomatillos there. Mm. Yeah. And
is that something you can't find in a typical supermarket?
That's a big part of the recipe too. So when we make it, we're usually making 5 gallon batches, and it weighs about 25, 30 pounds when it's done, so it's pretty heavy, pretty meaty.
Yeah, I had a great salsa in Traverse City a couple weeks ago, and it was made with tomatillos and avocado, and it was like a guac salsa, and Man, there are just, you know, that's the cool thing about the Southwest and in Mexico and, you know, with all the Mexican folks bringing up all these great recipes, man, they've got. If there's one food group that's probably my favorite, I'd have to say Mexican is my sweet spot.
Yeah,
yeah,
or your hot spot, as it may be. But hey, now you were talking about the technique. Gee, I wasn't there. You were talking a little bit about the technique here, in that there's a lot of smoked meat in your chili.
Yes.
Tell us why you do that and how you do it.
Well, there's when I mentioned before they went out to Colorado, I got online and I wanted to research how to make this stuff. And there's a website, I can't tell you exactly what it is, but if you look it up, it's got the top 10, the last 10 green chili champions out of Colorado. And it's got them all on one page. So I pulled from each little recipe, made my own, and then I did a barbecue twist on it. A lot of the places were just doing cube up your pork and fry it and throw it in. And I'm like, we might as well do a barbecue twist. So we decided to use the pulled pork that we smoked for 16 hours, shred that up, and throw this right on a smoker, and smoke the chili up itself. So we slow cooked the chili for about 6-8 hours, too. And your question about why that meat, it's just the original recipe always calls for pork, but we just figured we might as well put that twist on it.
Well, I'm telling you, you've got it nailed. The average guy, you got a day and a half into this chili by the sound of things.
Yeah.
The average guy's not going to spend that much time probably doing it, but
he could hire Pit Stop.
That's where I'm going. It's kind of cool is that you guys make this stuff on a regular basis.
Yes.
And if somebody wanted to call you and take a batch of this up to their deer camp, would that be, it's kind of like contract cooking? Would that be something you'd do for them?
Absolutely. And if you, and thanks for the plug. Appreciate it. If
that's all right.
If you go to our Facebook page, we actually have a deer hunter special where we're doing pulled pork, we're doing jerky, we're doing some other things. And they can get a whole package of it.
What a great idea.
And we're actually featuring our Red Menace chili, which is our sweet. We call it sweet, sassy, and smoky. It's sweet, but it's got a big kick at the end of it. But if they want to substitute out green chili, we'd be happy to. So
that's awesome. And what's the website?
It's just on Facebook. If you go on
Facebook, okay.
Yeah, just if you Google Pit Stop Catering Grand Rapids or Pit Stop Catering, you should pull it up right on Facebook.
Guys, this is the ticket. This is the easy way out.
This is really good.
And it's fabulous. That's why we had this
guy. We talked to a lot of caterers, but this honestly is some serious barbecue.
Now, real quickly, I want you to break down these little wraps that you have here. What are those? Because they can get those as well, probably.
Yes, you can get those as well. Those are very popular when we do our catering gigs. It's a 12-inch tortilla wrap, a flour tortilla, and we load the inside with shredded pulled pork that's been smoked. And then we cover it with green chili, then a cilantro cream sauce, a little bit of barbecue. We wrap it up, brush it with some garlic butter, and then we toast it up and cut it in half.
Oh, man, and these will freeze well. You can thaw these out, heat them up on the campfire. So coming up next, we're going to have a guy named David Russell. We're going to do an interview with him. He's a barbecue class instructor. He's going to break down why you'd want to take a class and what you can expect to get out of it. And then we're going to talk a little bit about a fajita recipe, a venison fajita recipe as well. So stick with us. You're listening to The Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.